throughout this series, we've been looking at the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the Asma al-Husna, with a view to be able to understand them and make them a part of our life. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, تَخَلُّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Bani Israel, Surah number 17, Ayah 110, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلْ ادْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوِدْعُوا الرَّحْمَنَ أَيَّامًا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Say, O Muhammad, call upon Allah or call upon the Rahman, whichever you call upon, He has the best of names. Today we will look at the ism, the attribute of Ar-Rashid. And Ar-Rashid is one who is right in guidance. Let's look at the Quranic reference first. In Surah Al-Hud, which is Surah number 11, Ayah 87, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّكَ لَعَنْتَ الْحَلِيمُ الرَّشِيدُ. Indeed, you are Halim, you are forbearing, and you are Rashid, the right directing one, or the right in guidance. Now the attribute Ar-Rashid is derived from Rushd. And this root word means guidance, righteousness, uprightness, the antithesis of straying and crookedness. Its derivation accepts two possibilities. One is Ar-Rashid, which means the same as Ar-Rashid, the wise one. Allah is so wise that there is nothing amongst His deeds that can be regarded as wasteful or wrong. The other is that it may mean the same as Al-Badi'a, which is Allah's irshad, that is, His leading His servants to the right path, is due to His hidayah, due to His guidance. So in essence, Ar-Rashid is the one whose management of all affairs achieves its objectives without anyone else besides Him directing or assisting it. In essence, therefore, Al-Rashid is characterized by complete perfection, great wisdom, ultimate guidance. And everything Ar-Rashid does has a beneficial and a clear purpose. And the effectiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Ar-Rashid is such that everything is guided by His will. Now to humanity, He has taught bliss, prosperity and salvation in His book. Although He is all-powerful, He does not enforce what He teaches, but gives us free will to be able to act upon it as we choose. He shows the way to peace as a reward for acting upon what we learn. He chooses to let us gain our rewards by our own decisions through practicing what we're taught. Every human being first has to be aware and conscious of what is being taught. Then we must use the intelligence that has been given to us by our teacher to discipline and educate ourselves, in other words, to discipline our egos. Then we must learn His divine laws and in accordance with them drive the machine of our material being. When we apply it to our lives, it's to know that only with the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will we be able to effectively achieve success. If you want your hajats to come true, your wishes to be granted, recite this name, Ar-Rashid. A teacher who recites this name 504 times will be safe from passing on erroneous information and will also be safe from being misunderstood, inshallah. Recite it 152 times every day to improve the guidance in your world and in your internal world. One who recites this name frequently will find that their words will be effective and their actions will be rendered right, inshallah.